Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Breaking news on the Mike O'Mara Show. Rarely do we get news that hits so early in the morning, but Matt Lauer was fired from NBC for being late for work.
No, that's not how it goes.
Oh, I'm sorry. Man. No, that's everybody here.
Weird.
But anyway, sorry for the late start. We're starting late today because of a major problem on the Beltway. Even though there are people that are in the broadcast business that are at their jobs on time that have dealt with the same traffic.
This is
just
true.
Just like to point that out.
Except for Matt Lauer.
But Matt Lauer, it's not relevant to
no
traffic.
No more traffic.
Matt Lauer.
And didn't they copter him in anyway? Wasn't that in his most recent contract?
Not anymore.
That's right.
Let's play the clip from NBC and let them tell you what the deal is, and then we'll talk about it. Here we go. Play away.
Here with me at this morning because this is a sad morning here at Today and at NBC News. Just moments ago, NBC News Chairman Andy Lack sent the following note to our organization. Dear colleagues, on Monday night, we received a detailed complaint from a colleague about inappropriate sexual behavior in the workplace by Matt Lauer. It represented, after serious review, a clear violation of our company's standards. As a result, we have decided to terminate his employment. While it is the first complaint about his behavior in the over 20 years he has been at NBC News, we were also presented with reason to believe this may not have been an isolated incident. Our highest priority is to create a workplace environment where everyone feels safe and protected, and to ensure that any actions that run counter to our core values are met with consequences, no matter who the offender. We are deeply saddened by this turn of events, but we will face it together as a news organization and do it in as transparent a manner as we can. That is the statement from our chairman, Andy Lack, and we just learned this moments ago, just this morning. As I'm sure you can imagine, we are devastated, and we are still processing all of this. And I will tell you right now, we do not know more than what I just shared with you, but we will be covering this story as reporters, as journalists. I'm sure we will be learning more details in the hours and days to come, and we promise we will share that with you.
That's it. That's the announcement by Savannah Guthrie this morning on the Today Show. So in less than a month, you have two of the major morning news anchors, Charlie Rose and Matt Lauer.
I have a question for you regarding the timing of the announcement. Do you think it is a surprise they would spring it on them right before showtime? Do you think that's smart? Do you think that's calculated? Because that seems to me an odd turn.
The story reported by TMZ is that Andrew Lack, the president of NBC News, wanted to get out ahead of this story, and that TMZ is reporting that this apparently was stemming from an incident that happened at the Rio Olympics. We don't know who the coworker is that filed the complaint. But, you take cues in a situation like this, and one of the cues I got was we're heartbroken for the coworker that filed the complaint. Look, I don't know if this coworker is somebody who's behind the scenes or somebody who was on camera. I seem to remember there were some rumors that floated around a few years ago about Natalie Morales and Matt Lauer.
I remember that. Yeah, and he's always had a reputation of being, if not handsy, very interested in the female form.
Well, a buddy of mine, Mark Silverstein, on his page today, I don't know whether she was in the media or a reporter, but referenced the fact that she met him a few years back, and he was very flirtatious. And this was a picture on social media of a very attractive woman. And, who knows? But it just is. I have no idea why this one is so particularly shocking.
Well, because he's the nice guy. He was the face of the network for 20 years.
Yeah, and he was the face of the network.
The future
and
of the network
bites
to a lot of people.
Dust,
yeah.
And it's just, it's stunning right now. And I will, I will say that it's not going to trial, right? It's not going to mediation. It's not going to, these guys
it's done.
are are copping to it and accepting the reality that this happened, and they're being and these news organizations are dealing with this situation in a much better way than I think the political climate is there. And the thing is, it's just we mentioned that it's a sea change, that it's a cultural change in the in the country, but this one in particular is just is stunning to me. But when I think about the nature of men and maledom, which I think I can speak to, there is if it was Rio, if it was at the Olympics, you know, you say to yourself, all right, they're on the road.
Yeah.
A lot of road time. He logs a lot of road time. But it's still, I don't know, protecting your nest. I think you forget that, there's so much at stake. And I don't know. It's stunning to me. It really is stunning to me.
Is it going to be, and I want both your takes on this. Is it going to be an egregious, like, inappropriate lean in, make out, unsolicited, that she felt uncomfortable? Or is it going to be like, hey, toots, come on over here? Like, is it going to be one of those?
Will we ever know?
I think we're going to know by the end
Oscar
of the day.
Oscar thinks there's a story that's going to be breaking about this that we're going to get more detail. This is a part of our fabric of society, watching the Today Show, and, 30 years, this guy being on the air at
You
Today.
Guys got me into the Today Show.
Yeah.
Rob and I have been into the Today Show forever. The fact is that I feel as though we're owed an explanation. I'd like to know what the details
are. And I think I know why you feel that way. Let me pose this. The Today Show is a long-running and a long show. It's 4 hours now. And so many people start their day with it. I think they have a more intimate relationship with the Today Show than they do with most other news shows, because it's tradition. People have generations watched it, and they feel like sometimes people write such kind things to us that they feel we're a part of their
lives.
Part
of our family.
Yeah. I think they feel like when Matt does it, they are really let down, and they are surprised.
Well,
and
the on-air persona that these guys have, everybody is shocked because they are the distinguished anchor people with the suit and tie that report on everybody else's crap, and then they come forward and this happens, and it's stunning. But what this is you are getting a group of people, and I'm not going to confine it to women, because they're probably, obviously with Kevin Spacey, there were men involved as well. You've got people that are emboldened now to come forward and say, you know what, if this person's going down, I can't just sit idly by and let this guy that did this to me. I think it would have to be something completely agreed. It would have to be to happen this way.
Yeah.
But then I read in TMZ that they've been investigating him for weeks. So this has been brewing for a while, and they were aware of multiple incidents of this. And then you hear a lady, just casually on social media that I read today, it says, well, I met him and he was flirtatious with me. What is flirtatious? Is flirtatious, thank you very much. And making eye contact, or
flirtatious sounds like she might
saying
be,
something.
Or is it like nice rack? Are those an upgrade?
It could be anything, but it could be her just trying to attach herself to a story too.
Well, there you go. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Ideally, if you think
it's
about
it. It's a very weird climate right now. It is a very weird climate.
But this is the sea of change that we were wondering 6 weeks ago if it would happen.
Here's the thing. In my career, where I said, yeah, I probably was aware of guys that would do it, but nothing like that. Not the Charlie Rose stuff.
No.
I was never aware of any executive that I worked for who was saying to interns, by the way, come by my hotel, and he was walking around.
I never saw Ken Stevens in a bathrobe, and I was there for a long time.
The hits keep coming. Remember when we said last week, you're going to get this every other week now? Now I believe it.
Yeah, I do
now
too.
Now I believe this is, and obviously this is going to go right to the very, very top. And it's truly stunning.
I do.
Megyn Kelly.
No, you know who wins? Brian Williams. Fast do you think he dropped the tape off?
I don't think.
No, he's not going to go back.
You can't come back from lying.
I'd like to see Willie Geist if his nose is clean. And by the way, whoever goes in, if it's a male that goes into that position, extreme vetting, if you please. I mean, this is an FBI-style investigation before you put any penises in the anchor
chair. Who's the most
again.
Boring candidate? Do you think Tom Costello?
I don't. Oh, God, Tom Costello. You have to work your way down to Kerry Saunders, down to the food chain, you know, there.
No, he's
Jeff
petting
Rossin
dolphins.
Hosting the
but
Today
wouldn't
show.
It make sense to put Megyn Kelly there and then get Willie
well,
in there as
Kelly's
well?
Well, Megyn Kelly's had her problems, too. Yeah. Megyn Kelly's had a really rough go at NBC.
They keep shoving her down our throats.
Yeah, Savannah Guthrie and Megyn Kelly could be the anchor pair. Very, very probably.
Wow.
You know, if you see that. Listen, it just gets thicker and thicker. I don't understand how... maybe it's because it's the fabric of our lives, and part of it, it's a very, very weird feeling. And it's and you guys will testify to the fact it's weirder as a guy.
Yes.
Does it not make all men feel a tad uneasy today?
Mm-hmm. Who did I sexually harass? Oh, Diego and Mac when I asked them to take off their shirts.
Yeah.
Technically, that's an issue.
That is.
That's an issue.
That is.
When you were in Rio? Strange.
Yeah, when we were in Rio.
They were covering the Olympics.
I said, it's so hot, guys. Take off your shirts.
Take off your orange shirt.
You know that there are people in media land right now that are out there, you know, grabbing their neckties.
You know what I like to do, Mike? I like to go on other anchors' Twitter accounts and see if they comment on it. Because if you don't comment on it, you're probably doing some, in my eyes at least, right? You're probably doing some sort of audit of your own actions.
Yeah, what's the old saying? If you think you're being racist, you are. So if they have any doubt, yeah.
Think about what network anchors do. They not only, especially on the Today Show, they not only report the news about all these horrible things that are happening, but they pass judgment.
Yeah,
quite often they'll say, what a terrible story that is. What what a horrible thing that is. So Matt Lauer, less than a month ago, had to report on Charlie Rose getting bumped off his gig for sexual harassment. Do you think he knew he was being investigated then? Who knows?
Hard to say. He was more cheerful on the parade this year than he has been in forever. So
well,
I don't
know what's coming.
Yeah, I don't think he
knew
what was coming.
Coming. Maybe the thing is when you look at this and you see this, Oscar seems to think that we will get a story of it, that there will be more details forthcoming. You know, in that case, getting out in front of the story is kind of irrelevant. But I suppose dealing with this now at NBC because of how bad it was, I have to know. To happen, even this was even swifter than the Charlie Rose situation.
Yeah.
Question. Do you think that it is worse to come after Charlie Rose story breaks, or is it worse to be the first?
I don't understand what you mean.
I mean, do you think this is more... Let's put their crimes on equal level. Let's say that what Charlie Rose and Matt Lauer
It's worse to be the first in my eyes. For Rose to be taken down the way he was taken down, now seeing Matt, while still shocking to us,
yeah.
There's already kind of...
you're part of the tsunami.
I was just thinking
because of the way you said that Matt had to report on it. Because there will be tape that comes up where he passes
Let's
judgment.
Run some numbers.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
He loses a $20 to $25 million annual salary. Right? The network gets to cut that out.
By the way, as former employees of a broadcast entity, one should be cognizant of the fact that Matt Lauer was in his 50s and was at the top of his earning potential.
Right.
And believe you me, that's not lost on these suits either.
No, that's a big factor.
Now, if you can be, you know, you can be 35 years old making, you know, $800,000. But the fact is, if something is so egregious, you have to be let go. You have to be let go. But make no mistake, if there's any gray area, if there are any tipping points, believe me, they calculate salary.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, everybody. Mm-hmm. They calculate everything with this because I don't trust suits at networks as far as I can throw.
Because it would have been different with Al Roker because he makes $82,000 a year.
Think about this, fellas.
Yeah,
it's the end of the year, right? The quarter is completely the fourth quarter is ending. Mm-hmm. So if they can go into the new year with $20 million less, and then you can say, "Oh, Oscar, that's not material. It's a big network." No, $20 million is material.
A lot of money.
25 is material, right? There used to be something that would happen in Baltimore every effing year, and it gutted me when I was in radio up there. And they would always call it the Holiday Massacre. In order to meet the numbers, especially during pre-recession and during the recession, the GM would go and cut a handful of jobs. So imagine going into the holidays. I'm not putting Matt Lauer into this, but anybody that's trying to meet their number, right, for the year.
It's a good
This is when
fix.
You do it.
Yeah.
This is when you do it. Also, think about this. Don't feel that bad for Lauer, because it says here his net worth is in the $60 million range.
Yeah, but you know what? I said this to my mother-in-law this morning. I said, you know what? No matter what a guy's getting paid, you always you realize that salary
it
basically justifies a certain lifestyle. Mm, Most people live like that in America, unfortunately. You know, the rare is the Warren Buffett style guy, you know, that lives in the simple house and is worth a gazillion dollars. A lot of these guys live not beyond their means, but they live up to their means.
Yeah.
And so when it goes away,
work.
You know, how much is that home payment in the Hamptons?
I
wonder about that. But I am just not only shocked, but I am dying of curiosity.
I think all of America is. I think that is
By the way,
exactly
Wide Open Wednesday, if you were calling in for that, sorry, this was too big a story for us to, we will do that tomorrow. We'll take your calls on Wide Open Thursday. So call tomorrow at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. We'll send a push notification out, and Rob will flap his gums on Facebook Live, and we'll do that tomorrow. This is something that, at the same time while I'm shocked, and at the same time where I'm dying of curiosity, I am dying of curiosity because I want to know, you know, what was done, what was the deal, and I gotta think, in order for this to have happened so quickly, this had to be something really, really over the top.
I
don't think it was, hey, baby, nice ass. I don't think that's going to be, a fireable situation.
I have a prediction. I think there will be actual evidence of intercourse, and then it will be followed by many other people coming forward. Because they're going to jump on the Matt Lauer train.
Of intercourse.
Yeah, that's really weird coming out of your mouth.
No, I think, but I'm saying that it's going to be beyond just something that is an alleged pass.
Yeah.
I think there's going to be physical contact at play.
Okay. Here's the question for you. Will you be able to approach your father and tell him to take a holiday hiatus?
He's not
posting,
harassing anybody with those pics.
You mean the Christmas massacre in his hard drive?
Katie Couric, this from TMZ.
I don't control that.
Katie Couric, look, TMZ, you can say what you want about them.
You're distancing yourself from my father. I don't control that.
I don't have anything to do with that.
They do some digging at TMZ, and they have this. Katie Couric, it says, straight up, said Matt Lauer pinched her ass a lot during the nine-year run at the Today Show. Katie appeared on Andy Cohen's Watch What Happens Live back in 2012 during a segment, pleaded the fifth when Andy asked of Matt's most annoying habit was. What's interesting is Katie's answer came and went and was hardly picked up by the media. It's also interesting that NBC said no one had complained until this week, yet either longtime co-anchor talked about her ass pinching in 2012. And NBC apparently didn't bat an eye.
It's a sea change. This is the cultural change right now. That not only in fairness to women, if they've had to endure that crap, I mean, men don't have to deal with that. So I mean, that's fine. It's fine. But if it's ass pinching, there's a difference between that and using your power. Or literally stalking someone or making them feel. But then again, ass pinching is bad.
Yeah,
too.
I was going to say, is it different? I'll give you an example.
I don't know.
This broke this morning.
It's so new. This is all new.
I'm watching the show with my wife, right? And I said, and she.
It's cute when he says.
I said, I know it's so weird. I said, it's like outside of making the guys take their shirts off. I don't really remember much, but who knows, right?
Right.
In my personal history, she goes, I remember what she said when I worked at WJFK, there was one of these interim promotions directors.
Okay.
And she said at one event, at one time, he came.
You know those names.
He came and he slapped my ass during an event, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, what did you do? And she said, well, I reported it. And she goes, well, what happened? I said, well, what happened? And she said, well, they just had him apologize to me. I said,
WJFK, I said, getting it done.
I said, well, why did he slap your ass? She goes, I don't know. It's just, I told when I reported.
That's Rob, hit the thing.
When I told her.
Hey, I didn't do it.
When I told HR, they just said, you know, just he's going to apologize. But today, that would be a fireable offense,
sure.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
That probably would be, for a low-level employee, that would be a fireable offense.
Yeah.
And for a power player, that would probably be called into the office, apologize, and make sure that doesn't happen again. You know, it's just
but low-level people were never fired at WJFK. People fell asleep at the board and they weren't fired.
Yeah. You know what? I worry about...
$15 an hour.
That's right.
I worry about equivalency. There's an amazing article written, and I forgot the author, but she writes about being a victim of real sexual assault. And at the same time, she talks about the Leanne Tweeden situation. And she believes that Leanne Tweeden is being used by the right... as a political weapon.
Yes.
And I started this article. And I said, I was kind of pissed off at Al Franken. By the end of the article, I'm reading that and going, okay, we have to guard against false equivalency. There's a big difference between a guy that is doing a skit where they are kissing, by the way, and taking a stupid picture, and somebody who was a pedophile in shopping malls, you know, trying to pick up 14-year-old girls when he was in his 30s, comparing, because this thing comes out. We have to guard against it. I think every situation has to be analyzed on its own merit.
Right.
And, you've got guys, I think the Al Franken and, comparing him to the John Conyers, who is literally soliciting sex, if that's true, I think he's got to go, and he's got to go quickly, and they are tackling that expeditiously. But somebody's
got to... It's tempting to paint with a broad brush when all these cases are coming at such a vigorous rate.
I just don't think you put them all in the same category.
You can't do it,
remotely.
No matter how tempting
it is. I'm going to go on
the
record. I'll say this. And maybe I'm wrong, and I apologize if I offend
you. This is going to be good.
This is going to... Should we get a drum roll? This is going to be good stuff here. I'm not sure. When Rosker says he's going to go on the record...
Low-level employee slaps a promo model's ass. Mm-hmm. You teach them the ways of the world. Someone should have taught them before. You don't fire them.
Okay.
If I was the boss, in this
day and age, I wouldn't fire either.
Yeah, I would say in that environment,
it's kind of like
this
that.
Is
now,
the world.
Now, listen, that's going to change. The book is changing by the minute, and nobody's written it yet, by the way. And boy, we have experience with rule books, okay?
Oh,
like
God.
The Janet Jackson incident and what you can and cannot say on the air. This is a difficult time for anybody doing what we do on any level, whether you're a radio broadcaster, a podcaster, a network anchor, anybody. This is a different world we're living in right now. But I, for one, am just filled with curiosity that, what was that time? Because ultimately, the rule book has to be written. You have to have the guidelines there. And the fact is...
We really don't have a baseline.
If you are working in... If you're in a workplace and you're a person in position of power, your best defense is just stay the F away.
Oh, yeah.
You don't go there, okay?
And hire ugly chicks.
Outside of work, if you... Do you think? I'll ask you guys this.
And
I know we're running long here. Do you say? I remember back in the day. Hey, how you doing? No fraternization,
right?
With employees, that doesn't work in the workplace.
Employees
are going to go around that. Human beings are going to be attracted to one another.
You got to go declare,
especially when people have jobs when they're there 8, 9, 10, 12 hours a day.
I remember going to HR in Phoenix, Arizona, in 2007, and having to declare my pending relationship with one of the ad executives. I remember having to, and it was so weird. Where it was like, we are now dating. This is weird. I have to come tell you.
Mm-hmm. It's a new world, and there's going to be more of that, and that's the way. And as my wife looked at me today, said, "You guys and your wieners," and she's right. Let's take a break. Let's start the show. How about that? That's a good one.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Hello. You the new butler? Well, it's been a long time since I've been the new anything.
What's that?
I guess he's changing.
Yeah, he does that a lot, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm David Bowie. I live down the road.
Oh.
Sir Percival lets me use his piano when he's not around. He's not around, is he?
I can honestly say I haven't seen him, but come on in.
Are you related to Sir Percival?
Well, distantly, yeah.
Oh, you're not the poor relation from America, right?
Gee, news sure travels fast, doesn't it? I'm Bing.
Oh, I'm pleased to meet you. You're the one that sings, right?
Well, right or wrong, I sing either way.
Well, I sing too.
Oh, good. What kind of singing?
Well, mostly the contemporary stuff. Do you like modern music?
Oh, I think it's marvelous. Some of it really fine.
Fine.
Tell me, you ever listen to any of the older fellas?
I like John Lennon. Yeah. And the other one with Harry Nilsson.
He's a hippie.
You go back that far, huh?
Yeah, as young as I look. That looks like these days. In fact, I've got a 6-year-old son, and he really gets excited around the Christmas holiday thing. Do you go in for any of the traditional things in the boy household?
Do I look like a pig?
Oh, yeah, most of them, really. Presents, tree, decorations, agents sliding down the chimney.
What?
I was just seeing if you're paying attention. Actually,
I'll slap you,
our family
silly.
Do most of the things that other families do. We sing the same songs.
Do you?
I even have a go at White Christmas.
You do, huh?
And this one. This is my son's favorite. Do you know this one?
Oh, I do indeed. It's a lovely thing.
It's lovely. The Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
Live from the Cappy Fiver Studios in the nation's capital, Cappy Fiver, who will be getting my family buzzed all throughout the Kansas City Christmas season. Thank you for the vino, Cappy. I thought you were sending a bottle or two. I didn't think the truck was going to back up to the front door.
Where do we put the barrels?
Every bottle of wine in the state of California to my front door. God bless you, Cappy. The Mike O'Mara Show is a worldwide podcast and radio show with loyal listeners who get it. And if you're here, you're in the know. We are on demand on our brand new app. You can update it now and hear our show live 24/7. Reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now. Rob Spiewak and Pony Boy Matt Bloom were caught in a horrible situation where the entire Beltway outside of Washington, D.C. has been shut down today. Rob Spiewak managed to roll in at about 12 minutes after 9 a.m. He usually gets here at about 8:30. And Pony Boy has...
I believe
is going to be in one of those eight-hour traffic jams.
I have an update. He says as of 8 minutes ago, his ETA is 10:20.
Oh, my God.
And I notified him about the Beltway at a quarter till 7, so yes. I imagine he hopped in his car right about then.
Also, you know how Waze will give you alternate route?
Yes.
New route.
Done it myself.
Reroute.
Done it myself.
Yeah.
You know, the last time I used that was when I was down, going down the Super Slab 95, when the Eclipse traffic caught me by surprise.
Mm-hmm.
And we took a convoluted route through South Carolina that you would not believe. And, you know, for people outside of the Washington, D.C. area, we should point out that being the nation's capital, you would think perhaps some infrastructure.
No.
It is quite possibly the worst designed highway system around a major city in the United States. And I include Los Angeles. Los Angeles, at least you have multiple routes.
Yeah, but it's almost like planned obsolescence.
It's insanity. You have the suburbs of Maryland with one major artery known as Route 270.
Right.
Then you have the suburbs of Northern Virginia with one major artery known as Route 66.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, on the other side, you have Route 50, which would go east towards Annapolis, and the BW Parkway, which would go northeast towards Baltimore. And then when you want to go down to the southern part of the D.C. suburbs, south of Washington, D.C., you have Route 95, which happens to be the major artery connecting the entire East Coast. Our traffic is bat crap.
Well, at least 95 isn't crumbling.
Yeah.
Anyway, our show today brought to you by That's It.
Yeah.
Does your sweet tooth need a fix? I was powering on these yesterday.
So good.
Maybe you're looking for some healthy desserts to put in lunches. Let me tell you about an amazing snack that my son and I love. It's called That's It. That's It started with fruit bars. Then they had veggie bars. Now get ready. Chocolate bites. Amazing fruit dipped in dark chocolate. Each pack is around 150 calories, has no preservatives. They are gluten-free, non-GMO, low-fat, no soy, boy. Vegan and paleo-friendly. And guess what? They go perfectly with wine.
Oh, my mother has discovered this. My mother loves it with the wine.
It's right there, boy. Put them out there on the little plate for the ladies. Yeah.
Some of it really fine.
Are we turning this into a sexist commercial? I hope not. Not today, boy.
Not today.
That's It Chocolate Bites make a great addition to a cheese board. You can find them at CVS. That's It is offering our listeners an amazing deal. Go to thatsitfruit.com. Enter my code TMOS at checkout and save 10% off your order. Do what we all did. Try these new dark chocolate bites. You will love them. Again, go to thatsitfruit.com. Enter the code TMOS at checkout to save 10% off your order. Your taste buds and your body will thank you. That's it. So, yeah, reeling from the news today.
Question. Can we all make a prediction? Can we go on the record and make a prediction? Is it going to be an on-air person or someone we've never heard of?
Great question.
I say it's going to be on-air.
Oh, man.
That counts for the swiftness of the decision.
And I think that's also what he's attracted to.
Really? I feel
they
like...
They said staffer, though. Did they not say
yeah,
staffer?
Yeah, I would say that... Well, could
but
be,
that's
could
vague.
Be
could be
the news staff.
That's vague on purpose, maybe.
I think underling... associate producer simply because he thought she could keep a secret.
Yeah, and, you know, underling is, you know, position of power. Position of power and do that. Oscar will monitor this story
like
throughout our show today and jump in if there's anything
but
new.
Was Barbara Corcoran in Rio?
We'll have to wait and see. So Gammy is in town. My mother-in-law is in town. And, you know, my son, I have been talking about the fact that he's playing hockey. And I want to thank our friend Fried for giving him some hockey equipment that was just fantastic. He's such a good guy. And I love the fact that he gets out there and he skates twice a week. He skates with his little teacher on Thursday mornings. And on Tuesday nights, he goes to public skating where they have four or five kids that are in a learn to skate hockey program.
How late is it on a Tuesday night?
5 o'clock.
Okay, so not
5 o'clock.
Late.
He gets out there. So we take him over, and he has had now two meltdowns, and both meltdowns involve this multiple kids involved thing, and I have no idea what happens. But last night was the meltdown of meltdowns. It's right in front of my mother-in-law. And he is fine driving over to this little ice arena. He is absolutely wonderful the whole time we're driving there. We get in there. The week before, he wanted to put all his hockey equipment on. He wanted to put his pants on. He wanted to put his shoulder pads on. And this week, he started to say, I don't want to wear that cup. I said, I don't blame you. It's uncomfortable. He said, I don't want to wear my shoulder pads. And then I start putting on the skates. And suddenly he says, I don't want to do it. And he lies down.
He lies over on his side.
And then
I hate that. They can double their weight, you know.
Now with this, normally it's a quick, okay, come on, get it on here. You're going to go out there. You're going to do it. Nothing doing. It escalated to the point where I said, Michael, if you don't do this, we're going home and you're going right to bed and you're going to go right to your room. And then it escalated to, okay, you know the Christmas tree that mommy put in your room? We're going to take the Christmas tree out of your room. We're taking away privileges. We're taking away items. And the thing is, if we go home, this is going to happen. If we go, there is nothing doing. There is not. This kid is not getting on the ice. This kid is not going to put his skates on. This kid, the quote from Carla as we were walking from the car into the ice arena was, God, does he love hockey? That's how he's been behaving around this rink. He loves it. Something set him off where he didn't, I don't know what it was, because not only was he having the meltdown, which is like, I don't want to. The meltdown to the fact where we're taking him back to the car. He's not going on the ice. And he lies down in the middle of the road.
Oh.
I have to scoop him up and get him into his car seat and get him. And he is just like,
did he do the thing where they magically make themselves? Did he do the thing where he magically doubles his weight?
Oh, because
they
absolutely
can do that. I don't know how kids do it.
He fused his body to the asphalt in the parking lot.
Yeah.
It was insanity. And I'm sitting there going, and Gammy's there and Carla's there. It was a parental moment of complete lack of control. We had no idea. We were lucky to get him into the goddamn car. It was that horrible. Mm. And it was just nonstop. And I am as pissed as I have been at him.
It burns!
There he is. There he is in the parking lot. In his entire young little life. I love this kid. The love I feel for this child cannot be described. I cannot adequately put it into words.
Right.
That's how much I love him. He's the first person I see in the morning. I'm the earliest one up in the house, and I see him come running out of his bedroom, and we hang out, and we watch the sunrise together, and he's just a special kid. This was a moment where Carla and I, we have this kind of relationship with him. We weren't angry as much as we were just so disappointed in this. It was such a meltdown.
Aww, yeah.
And it went so quickly. And the good thing about it is we took him back. I was going to put him in his room all night. He's four. You know, you still go with that. Remember that rule where, you know, a one-year-old, you put him in the timeout for 1 minute, a two-year-old, 2 minutes. About four, I figured, you know, we're not going to put him in his room all night, but we are going to take the Christmas tree out, and we are going to leave him in his room. And I figured about a half an hour to 45 minutes would be adequate. And I talked to him in the car. Gammy and Mommy got out of the car. I said, now listen, if you want this situation to get better, you are not going to pound on your door. You are not going to pitch a fit. And then, of course, when he goes along with that, then the guilt enters into your parenting. You know, that's when
that's where you have to be strong. Yeah.
Oh, that's so hard. That is
it's
so,
tough
so hard.
Because you know what the thing and you
someone has to be the heavy though.
But you touched on it. In my house, it's always me.
We were both. There's a combination of what was that? What did you say?
In my house, I'm always the heavy. Sometimes pretty heavy, but right now extraordinarily heavy.
No, I went and this was quite. Let me tell you, and I have no idea whether people are going to write me and say you didn't do it right, you didn't parent right, but I'm going to tell you how organically this developed into. He knew how bummed out we were. He knew how pissed we were. He knew how much he had disappointed us. And the only positive I can take out of this entire evening was you can't fake remorse when you're 4 years old.
Right.
And he came out after he was out of prison.
You let him out.
We let him out of his room. And he walked out, and it was a war not to laugh and not to smile because he was so filled with remorse. He knew he'd effed up, and he's looking over, and at one point, this, and I was great at just kind of looking, giving him the disappointed face the whole time. I said, Michael, you just can't behave like this. This is, and he says, I'm sorry, Mommy, and he walks over, and he crawls up into Mommy's lap, and he kisses Mommy, and then, and he sits, we're out on the patio, and right. Gammy's to my left, my wife is to my right, and he's in a chair directly across from me, and at one point, he says, I said, you can now eat your food, Michael. Eat your food. He said, I will. I'm just going to look at Dad for a minute. And this is the look. I could not help it. And he looks. He said, I'm just going to look at Dad for a minute. He goes. It was all I could do not to bust out laughing because he was so funny the way he was responding to it. But out of that, I'm going to pray that there was at least an acknowledgement. Because, you know, kids can go either way. Kids are like oblivious, and they forget what they've done. Well, he's old enough now where he knew what he did. Now, the test will be next week in the same environment
sounds
if he pulls
to me,
the same crap.
Sounds to
and
me
if
like
that happens, then
in.
I've got a deeper
what's the
issue,
trigger
you know.
With the kids?
I you know
that
what,
sounded
Oscar,
to me that sounds to
he
me
was
like
so
he
uncommunicative.
Tired.
He was so uncommunicative. I could not get it out of him. I wanted to know. I said, "What is it? What got you? What's about?" Because I know it's not your skates. Your skates are brand new skates that we actually you know we were real careful to make sure they fit. And he said because he started by saying my skates aren't fitting the right way, and that's not. And I knew that wasn't true. There's some. Maybe it was another kid. I don't know what it was, but it was, you know, it was crazy. She's going to take him public skating today.
Could it have been tired? It sounds to me like an unreasonable tired thing.
He could have been tired. He went down at 7 o'clock last night. He went right to sleep. So, you know, I don't know.
See, that's where our kids are different. Robert never has showed remorse for one thing. We one time had a meltdown around Christmas, and we said, you got to be careful. Santa and Rudolph won't come if you keep acting like this. He said, I don't care about that big-nosed reindeer. So at least you got remorse. That's a victory.
Well, I put him down to bed, and I said, I love you. And then the last thing I said to him is, hey, you know what? I have it on good authority, little Michael, that tomorrow morning, Matt Lauer is going to get fired. So it was pretty interesting.
It's going to be a big
evening.
Day for the show.
Maybe that's why he was upset. Maybe he read that the New York Times was working on something.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to tease this. Coming up, we've got a very special guest that's coming on the show, and we've got a very, very special announcement about our brand new show, and it's going to be special. I'm going to do that spot here, if you don't mind.
Perfect.
Rob.
I think that's a great idea.
And we will be joined by Chris Freites when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Tony Perkins.
I'm Gary Stein. You know, I think I love you.
Yes, and we all love David Cassidy. On this week's episode of the show, Something Different, we're going to talk to David Cassidy's longtime music producer and arranger, one of his dear friends, and he shares some great insight into what it was like to work with David, particularly during these last few years.
And doesn't he also have a big surprise for
yes,
us?
Yes, he does. He provides us with an exclusive piece of music that David was working on not long before his passing, and you'll only hear it here. Check it out, TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and download the Tony Perkins Show app.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Since the last episode of Political Persuasions, there's been a presidential election in these United States. I think everyone would agree things have changed. Well, so has Political Persuasions. You remember that show? Yes, your favorite political podcast is back, and we've made it even better. I'm still going to be doing the show, but we have added a new, different aspect to the show. A man who genuinely knows what he's talking about. Top Washington journalist and former CNN on-air investigative correspondent, Chris Freites, Chris has reported for Politico, National Journal, the Denver Post, was nominated for a Pulitzer Prize, and now he's partnering up with me to talk news, analyze politics, and yes, have a little fun. Download the first episode of the new Political Persuasions today at MikeOmeraShow.com. We're taking this seriously. We want this show to go. We want to get as many downloads of it as you can. You're going to love it. Political Persuasions now more than ever. And we are joined by my partner on Political Persuasions, Mr. Chris Freitz. Chris, sorry we got to you late today, but
I wish we had taped.
Oh, he's not with us.
Yeah, he's pulling him up.
Hello?
There we go.
Hey, Chris, Mike O'Mara and Oscar and Rob here. How are you, my friend?
What's up, guys? How are you?
Hi, Chris.
Chris, you know, I the first thing I said was it was amazing. We taped that show yesterday, and wow. If we had taped it today, we would have, you know, we touched on the sexual harassment stuff, but my God, what a morning it's been. It's been kind of crazy, but I wanted to call and say I'm thrilled. This is going to be a great addition to Political Persuasions, and we're looking forward to having you on one of these new shows on the More Network.
Yeah, no, thank you. It was a ton of fun, and I was looking at the news today, Mike, and thinking, man, we couldn't have been more prescient, you know, talking about, you know, Donald Trump and, you know, does he really believe what he's saying? You know, he's always trying to rewrite history, even after he's admitted he's done something wrong. He kind of walks it back later on, whether it's the Access Hollywood tape. You know, we talked about that yesterday. The Times out with a story today going further into these conversations that the president is having with his senior aides, essentially saying, oh, doesn't really sound like me, right? You don't think it's me, is it? And how the aides try to deal with that, which is essentially, yeah, no, boss. So anyway, on to North Korea.
This is the kind of fun we have on Political Persuasions. Just to give you a little background for our listeners, for Chris, he's the founder of Storyline. That's a video storytelling firm and consultancy. Most recently, he's been an on-air investigative reporter for CNN. He's reported for Politico, National Journal, the Denver Post. And, you know, right now, he's also got a national Sirius XM radio show called Politics Inside. The fact is, I can flap my gums all day long about politics, but we needed somebody that actually has the knowledge, and it's you, Chris Freitz. You have the knowledge.
Always a scary situation when I'm put in the expert seat, but I tell you, Mike, I have a ton of fun, and if your listeners like the politics, you know, because it's something that you can really do a whole show on, especially now if you're interested in what's going on and you want a fresh take. You know, I like talking with you because, you know, you bring that perspective of kind of what everybody's thinking, right? I have that kind of nerd inside the beltway information and reporting. But what I enjoy about our conversations is the idea that, you know, like, let's break it down. If you're a real person, what does this mean for you? And, like, why is it interesting and why should you care? And that's really fun, kind of getting off the pundit trail and onto the, you know, the real talk.
Yeah, and the thing that's cool about it is Chris actually mentioned this during our debut episode, our pilot episode of the new Political Persuasions show yesterday. The fact is that, you know, Chris comes to, you're informed on both sides. You come to it with the objectivity of a journalism guy, and I'm somebody who, you know, I'm just flapping my gums and telling you how I react. And people know my politics. And the fact is, a long time ago in a land far, far away, we determined that the political content was best suited to a separate entity. And that's where that's where it was born. Then everything kind of hit the fan. I didn't do it frequently, but I thought, and then Oscar, as I was saying to Oscar yesterday, you know, how frequently are we going to do Political Persuasions? And if Oscar could do it, I would do 14 shows and I would do 14 of them every day.
Right.
But the fact is, we're going to do, there's going to be, we don't have the timetable just yet, but we don't have a set schedule, but we are going to do frequent episodes. And the key to this, and this is where I implore our listeners, even if you're not a political person, I think this show will be interesting to you, and I urge you to consume it. It will be found at MikeOmeraShow.com.
Yeah, and you'll be able to find it on iTunes by the end of the week.
By the end of the week, and the show, we're uploading the show today as well on our website.
I believe you should be able to have it by noon today. Look forward to it.
By noon today, you'll be able to hear it. And, you know, Chris, I know you've taken a tremendous career risk by teaming up with me. And
can I say, as a disinterested observer yesterday, because I sat in for the show, he is so clearly a TV guy.
Oh, it's great.
And he's surrounded by radio guys because, you know, I'm in a hoodie. Oscar is in a workout outfit. You're in a golf shirt. He comes in coat and tie. Oscar says, yep. You can sit there. He says, no, I stand.
Which is fine by me.
Oh, boy. He's a TV guy. But it was what I was most impressed with is to watch two professionals that had an instant chemistry. And I'm not blowing smoke. It was a fun half hour. It was a great show.
Hey, Chris, before we let you go, and by the way, this is Chris Freites. He'll be joining me on Political Persuasions. It's on the Moore Network, and we're really excited about it. Chris, before I let you go, I wanted to ask you one question that we didn't get to yesterday because the Lauer story obviously broke first thing this morning. We were debating within among ourselves as to whether you see this thing getting further coverage. Do you think there is going to that we're going to get the details on this, or do you think NBC was so far out ahead of this that they will be able to keep this under wraps? What's your take on that?
I think we get the details. He's too big of a media personality. You know, $25 million a year, one of the highest paid journalists in America, the face of that franchise. That franchise is $500 million a year. So that is a huge, important cultural institution. There's no way that we don't hear more about what's happening. Already starting to hear, well, you know, the New York Times have been sniffing around and have been doing some reporting. All the Andy Lack, the president of NBC, saying, you know, we have reason to believe there might be other incidences. This looked like, let's cut this as quickly as we can before it gets public because it's going to get ugly. He's too big of a personality for them to be able to say, well, he walked, you know, we don't have anything to say. Certainly NBC, that will be their line, but that won't stop the reporting. And I think media reporters all over America this morning are very, very busy.
Oscar, thank you for bringing me this guy. Anyway, Chris Freites, have a wonderful weekend, and we will be hitting the first episode of Political Persuasions with Chris Freites and Mike O'Mara. That'll be hitting today. Thank you for taking the time to come on the show. I know you're a busy guy. Chris, take care, and we will talk to you next week.
All right. Thank you, guys. And just to your listeners, if you want to know something, you want to talk to us, hit me up on Twitter, @Freites. I'm on it all the time. Always love to hear from listeners about what you guys want to hear about. Because I think everybody's talking about politics now. So I hope you tune in and take a listen and let us know what you want to hear.
Awesome. Thank you, Chris. Cool. That's great. That's right, good bye-bye. Stuff. Oh, my goodness.
Freites, F-R-A-T-E-S, @Freites.
You know, I can spot talent, right?
My goodness. Yeah, Oscar kind of gave you know, this thumbs up at the end of it yesterday. Both the guys, Rob's producing it, and Oscar's in there, you know, herding the cattle as he always does. And it's really, it was a lot of fun. And the guy just brings a breadth of knowledge that I think that's what I was always looking for.
God, you know,
and it's not, and he's not wonky about it.
Oh,
it's
no.
You know? So listen, I didn't want to embarrass Chris by this begging plea that I have here.
Okay.
Let me explain. The only way this show survives, is with a minimum number of downloads.
Yeah, listenership. Okay?
This is not the Curiosity downloads, nor do I expect to get the Mike O'Mara Show number of downloads, but I would settle for a small percentage of the Mike O'Mara Show downloads. So it would be very helpful for the future of Political Persuasions. If you like the content and if you enjoy it, spread the word and tell the world that we're offering you this content. This is how we grow the Moore Network. This is how we grow our business. And it's also a way that I can vent. And I'll be honest. I'm very honest about why the show went away and what happened with the election. And I kind of purge my soul about all of that. I think you're going to enjoy this. And this guy, Chris Freites, is just a down-to-earth guy that does not take a side.
No, plays
he
both does sides. Not take As a matter a side. Of fact, he called you on that.
He
during
called
the
me
show,
on
which
that,
was
said,
great.
You're doing that. He said, I'm not, you know, I have to come at this from an objective point of view. I said, why? Anyway, no, I'm sorry. But anyway, that's it. We will take a break and come back with more fun. Don't forget, it's Political Persuasions on the Moore Network. You can get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com, and we'll have more information about that, won't we?
Yes, of course.
Hopefully.
Absolutely.
Thank you. We'll take a break. And come
we'll
back
post
with
a link
more
today
on the Mike O'Mara Show.
And the Lord spoke to his people, providing them these 10 commandments.
Creepy.
Thou shalt not worship false podcasts. Thou shalt not use the name of Mike in vain. Honor thy father and mother by buying them a TMOS bonus package. Thou shalt not kill Oscar on Facebook. Thou shalt not steal Rob's little sounds. Thou shalt not covet Mike's wife. We pray in the name of Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, and Oscar Santana. Download in peace.
Dan, put down the tablets and take out the trash.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Tony, not here yet.
God. What a moron. Anyway, the holidays are fast approaching. Are you looking for the perfect gift? Let me tell you about Omaha Steaks.
Yes.
And how for only $49.99 you can get our family gift pack. Just go to omahasteaks.com and enter the code TMOS in the search bar. You get 75% off. I have both given and received Omaha Steaks, and while they say 'tis better to give than receive, I loved getting them.
Yes.
They're amazing. Omaha Steaks has unique gifts for the gourmet food lover. All the best steaks, flavorful tender-aged beef, seafood, poultry, pork, veal, lamb, they have everything.
Everything.
It's a perfect gift, and you can skip the malls, the lines, and the crowds. Right now, Omaha Steaks is giving exclusive savings just to our listeners. Listen to what you get for under $50. Two filet mignons, two top sirloins, two boneless pork chops, four boneless chicken breasts, four kielbasa sausages that are delicious, plus four burgers, the best I've ever had, four potatoes au gratin, four caramel apple tartlets, an Omaha Steaks seasoning packet, plus four additional kielbasa sausages free!
Woo!
Get this limited-time package for only $49.99. Give it to somebody you love when you go to omahasteaks.com. Type in TMOS in the search bar and add the family gift pack to your cart. Only $49.99. That's omahasteaks.com. Enter TMOS in the search bar and enjoy 75% off on this amazing assortment. It's the gift that's guaranteed to be a hit. Thank you, Omaha Steaks.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh,
you're going to love how delicious it is.
But anyway. Arch loves the tartlets.
Oh, my God. It's just, but what a whirlwind morning. I mean, with the traffic jam and then Matt Lauer and then we had Chris Freitz on, my head is just spinning.
Spinning.
I can't believe it.
Mike, as of 10:14 a.m. show recording time.
Yes.
Here on Wednesday, is it the 29th, November 29th?
Yes.
The only update we have is that we should know by the end of the day that what some of these allegations that have transpired.
Who's promising that? The Times?
The New York Times.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go with my speculation that maybe Natalie Morales might be involved in this.
Wow.
Well, though, I said it.
Mike,
she's on Access
Hollywood,
that
would be the most dynamic.
She's on Access.
That would be the most dynamic possibility.
Remember when they shipped her out?
That's because when Billy Bush left, he left that show to go to the Today Show.
Yeah,
so
I'm
they had to
change my venue, guys.
They had to give them another host.
Right.
So I think that swap has nothing to do with Lauer.
Well,
then I will be wrong and you will be right.
Well, I mean, I'm just putting the piece. I want you to put the pieces together with me because Billy.
I base it not on that. I base it on the fact that there were rumors a few years back.
Mm-hmm.
There were rumors. There were rumblings about Matt and Natalie.
We really should examine.
Were those our own rumblings, Rob Spierak?
No, I think they were based in theory.
By the way, that's how rumors get started. That's how rumors get started.
Look at all these rumors.
Look at all these rumors.
That's the Timex Social Club.
That's exactly the band that did that.
You know what? What we need to really do, though, for the Matt Lauer story is examine, if it's going to be someone on air, who in the past few years has left the show, like Ann Curry.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. No.
Now, wouldn't that be a curveball?
Wow.
Because remember, there was really no reason given for her to leave the show, save for the fact that she wasn't very good.
She was sleepy. I remember you guys to be like a sleepy Ann Curry.
Yeah, wow. But that's just, you know, I want to just throw it out there.
Now you're conjuring now.
No, we're just theorizing.
That's weird. That is very, very weird. Hey, let's just clear the palate for a
please.
Second
enough,
here.
Enough sexual harassment
sorbet.
Talk.
I didn't post the exterior of my home because I don't do that unless somebody does. And then, but I Christmas decorated yesterday. I actually went all
exterior.
I put lights up outside.
Oh, good for
we
you.
Got lights
Woo!
Up. Now, first of all, I didn't realize that I'd done something that's going to look good until I realized my neighbor had done the same thing and his lights look great. But because I've got a hedge in front of my house,
hedgehog.
Let me just backtrack.
What's a hedge, right. Mike?
It's a bush.
A hedge is it's a row of shrubs.
Okay.
In front of
I mean,
house.
I don't know. I'm just asking.
All right, here's the deal. Here's the deal, Wade.
Do they teach you that here, Oscar?
No, all the land I knew was just dirt.
We had a long day. We had a long day yesterday, right?
Yes.
And then after that, Carla said, listen, Mom and I would like to get the decorations out of the attic, and if you can go pick up Michael at 2:00, we'll take care of getting the decorations
yeah.
down.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, not that I like that idea, but I was out of the house. That was it. Because it was noon, that appealed to me. And so my errands consisted, if I play my cards right, I have to go to the I Can't Breathe store where, you know, where they sell the CPAP stuff.
Oh.
Because I broke my hose. And there's nothing more
painful that can be?
A broken hose. Thank you. Thank you. Race to the punchline. I will tell you this. You know, if only you were as fast to work as you were with that punchline.
If only.
But, hey, but my God, you're beating Pony to hell. That's for sure.
ETA, right? Two more minutes.
Just briefly.
Yes.
Do you think when Pony on Waze reads accident ahead, he keeps driving towards that accident? Like, he doesn't veer to the left or right.
Or does he think it's commenting on his life?
He just says, I can't move out of this lane.
Unfortunately,
it's just too much work.
We have to use the Spiewak comparison because Rob comes from a further
same
distance.
Same direction.
Yeah.
And the same direction. So
and he
Rob
was armed with the same information. Because I called him. I said, don't take this way.
Okay, we'll ask him when he comes in.
Anyway,
so I go to the Breeze store to get my hose. And by the way, it's super expensive.
How much does a hose cost for that?
$64.
What? For a piece of plastic.
For a piece of plastic.
Oh, man.
Freaking ridiculous. I was going to get a new mask, too, but I didn't because a mask is like $150, $200.
Oh.
So I'm not going to get
a new mask. And it's not
ridiculous.
Even Halloween.
It's not, thank you. Thank you. It's the breathing mask. All right?
I know what it is.
Then I said, okay, I'm done with this. And I'll do a whole thing on the oxygen store tomorrow. But then I'm off to the golf store because I'm going to have
both
the
great.
And by the way, because I'm by myself, I can go to the one that's far away that sells the super cheap golf clubs. All right, so I'm off to the golf store.
So the golf store is actually cheaper than the Breathe store.
Yes. Well, the golf store is far away. It's all the way down in Naples. Like,
okay.
It is. It's in the balls of Naples. It's way down. And
deep.
But I've timed it out perfectly.
That's a reality show.
I've timed it out perfectly, and I get to the golf store. I get 15 minutes in the golf store, which is enough for me to get the gloves and some cheap tees. That's what I get. And then I'm back to pick my little guy up. He's in a great mood. We come back, and at that point, I said, okay, when I got back, I would tackle the out of doors. And we have three boxes of the little white lights, and I'm gonna put them in the palm tree out front. It's going to be one of those postcards like you see
from
a Corona
commercial.
Will
it go up the trunk of the palm tree or just in the foliage?
Well, at first I thought I put them in the fronds.
Oh, it's not foliage?
But it's not. Well, the foliage, fronds, whatever. The leaves, okay? Stop it.
Can
I tell the story, for Christ's sake?
No, but you get all... You get bougie when you go down to Florida. Like, your lanai is really...
What do you mean, bougie?
You just start talking about hedges and lanai.
They're fronds. That's not bougie. It's landscaping,
just say,
you prick.
Say the leaves. The leaves on
it's
the tree.
The leaves, okay. The leaves on the... they call them fronds. It's a palm frond.
Thank you, Mike, for dumbing it down for Oscar. Now we can follow your story.
All right. The leaves, the palm tree leaves... Which, by the way, I'll get Floridians that listen to this show go, they're fronds, Mike. Shut up. Anyway, so the leaves, we lost our two palm trees with Hurricane Irma.
Yes.
So we don't have the big ones anymore. We have a little teeny tiny one that's out in the front yard. And the leaves, or fronds, as it were, are not strong enough to support even the lights.
Wow.
So the determination is made that I will wrap the base of the tree. It has three prongs in it, and I will wrap the three trunks with tiny little white lights.
I love
what
that
I didn't
look.
Count on is palm trees. I might as well be putting my hand into a jar of scorpions with all the little sharp pointy crap
rough.
That comes out of the palm
that's
tree.
That's right. I forgot about that.
I got stabbed by one of the little sticks or prickers that comes out of the palm tree.
Nature's defense.
One of the thorns that come, nature's defense. Exactly.
God striking back.
Back in the day when Adam and Eve roamed the earth, this was so the palm trees would not be eaten by the T-Rex. With his tiny little arms.
Did the spikes actually help the lights stay up? Because sometimes that could be...
That's true.
Yes.
No slippage.
Yes,
no,
they did. Yes, they did. The little scales on the palm tree actually support. And then I had one string that was bad, and I had to go to the Ace Hardware.
Always.
And get it. And while I'm at the Ace Hardware, I see the icicles that are that are out there. And I said, oh, those might go on the palm fronds. And then I said, no, they're too heavy, too. And then I said, but wait a minute. I've got enough of them where I'll be able to put them on the front hedge.
Smart.
And then I looked over, and my neighbor done the same thing because the hedge is right up against the window, and I don't need the net. I just hung the icicles.
The icicle lights.
It looked like I decorated the entire tree. I mean hedge. frond.
So,
leaf.
Are you in the Christmas spirit now?
No.
Oh, come on.
Come on.
Look, it helps the family. I know.
I was in the Christmas spirit until everybody was late for work today.
Everybody. They're not even here yet. Oh, yeah. There's Poe.
But hey, would you be happy if everyone was here? Because look who's here.
Oh, my God. Hold on. Rob, really loud on the rejoiner music. Now you know the bit. You know the joke. Hold on. Let's let him get his headphones on here.
Yeah, put your headphones on.
Just put him on the put on the headphones. Okay. All right. Hold on just a second.
He's plugging in.
All right, he's plugging in. Pony! Pony!
His headphone level needs to go down.
Oh, his headphone level's
got
to be down.
Deer sensitive.
There we go. Pony, what happened?
Well.
All right, we're going to take a short break.
Let's do that.
We come back, ladies and gentlemen. It's news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Wide Open Wednesday with the Maze. Hi, who is this?
I shouldn't tell you.
Why? Do I know you?
Yes, you do.
I don't recognize the voice.
Recognize?
Is this Merle?
No.
Were you at the show in New Orleans?
Yes.
Okay, that cuts it down to a few hundred. Are you Lena Gilmore?
No.
Are you Jolene White?
Yes.
What are you doing?
Oh, I'm waiting for you.
That's great. Because the Mike O'Mara Show Live will be in your hometown of Las Vegas next year. But until then, you can keep in touch with TMOS by calling on Wide Open Wednesday at 888-920-MORE.
That's so nasty. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Brought to you by Blue Apron. Every time Carla cooks up some delicious food from Blue Apron, everybody's happy. It's fun. It's easy for her. It's yummy for me. And it's the most amazing variety. It is the better way to cook. I love my Blue Apron. Blue Apron delivers fresh, pre-proportioned ingredients and step-by-step recipes to your door that can be cooked in under 45 minutes. The menu changes every week based on what's in season and is designed by Blue Apron's in-house culinary team. Blue Apron offers 12 new recipes each week, and customers can pick 2, 3, or 4 recipes based on what best fits their schedule. Plus, Blue Apron sends only non-GMO ingredients and meat with no added hormones. How do you like some seared steaks and garlic butter with oven fries and romaine salad? Mm. Yum, yum. Or butternut squash pasta with kale and brown butter walnuts. It's the best food in town. Blue Apron is treating our listeners to their first dinner, a $30 value, if you visit blueapron.com/TMOS. So check out this week's menu and get your $30 off with free shipping at blueapron.com/TMOS. Blue Apron is the better way to cook.
News.
Pony.
Woo.
I love the lyrics.
Matt Lauer has been terminated for inappropriate workplace behavior. NBC News Chairman Andrew Lack wrote in a memo to staff that was read at the top of the Today Show on Wednesday. Lauer has served as co-anchor of NBC's morning news program since 1997. He joined Today in 1994. Joined by Hoda Kotb, Savannah Guthrie announced that her former co-anchor had been terminated. Reading a memo sent to NBC staff, which USA Today also obtained, on Monday night, we received a detailed complaint from a colleague about inappropriate sexual behavior in the workplace by Matt Lauer. It represented, after serious review, a clear violation of our company's standards. As a result, we've decided to terminate his employment, Lack said in the memo. It continued, while it is the first complaint about his behavior in the over 20 years he's been at NBC News, we were also presented with reason to believe this may not have been an isolated incident. And Oscar might have a tip in for us.
Yeah, we were talking about the Rio Olympics, this alleged sexual assault on a female NBC staffer during the Sochi Winter Olympics of 2014.
Oh, so not necessarily real. And now we know it's a female.
Wow. Okay. Thank you. Thanks, Rob. Jesus. This Sunday.
The details are trickling out, Mike.
How you mess up this story.
He does.
I'm laughing about the detail.
This Sunday, an impressive NFL streak will come to an end. New York Giants quarterback Eli Manning is the leader in consecutive starts among active quarterbacks with 210, he will not get to 211. The Giants are on one of the worst teams in the league, 2-9. I am a diehard Giants fan. This has been a horrible season. Coach Ben McAdoo is benching him. Now, that means Philip Rivers of the Chargers will take over as the consecutive starts leader. Right now, it's at 187 games. And I will tell you, Ben McAdoo, Eli is not the problem. You are. I think this sets the table for Ben McAdoo to go bye-bye.
But yet, you have not been on the Eli train for a while.
I don't like Eli. I just don't like him.
Is it the open mouth?
It's the open mouth, but he does have two Super Bowl rings. You got to give him credit.
Also, the logic here is they bench him, right? They save whatever value he still has. They put Geno in just to mop up the rest of the season, right?
Yeah, because
basically
done.
lose two more games, and then they set themselves up for the draft. Someone will take Eli Manning, even at his age. Yep, maybe he'll have
absolutely.
A better team.
Absolutely.
And what would suck for you, Mike, is if he left, had a better program, and started winning again.
I know. And there, you know, who knows? I it's big controversy in the NFL. Rarely does an NFL story get to the be on news.
I hear that they're looking at him at the Today Show.
Thank you, Rob. Redbox was founded in 2002, and it's celebrating its 15th anniversary with a list of the 15 most rented movies in its history. For some reason, they all came out between 2010 and 2014, and 12 of them came out in either 2012 or 2013.
Wow.
I'm giving you the top 10. Here they are.
Okay.
Number 10, The Wolf of Wall Street. That makes sense to me.
That's a good
nice
one.
Nice, dirty movie. Number 9, Just Go With It. What the F is Just Go With It?
It's a very popular movie among people taking a last-minute feature at 7-Eleven, apparently, because I've never heard of it either.
Number 8 is Grown Ups.
Oh, yeah. Solid movie.
Oh, Robert loved it in the theater twice.
Number 7 is Flight.
Flight.
Yeah, I mean,
was that with Denzel Washington? With Denzel Washington?
I
that
don't
it? The drunken
remember.
One?
I think so.
Okay.
Number 6 is The Heat.
Oh,
the Heat.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, 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 yes.
Number 5 is We're the Millers.
With Jennifer Aniston.
It's a funny movie.
Not that bad.
Yeah.
Number 4 is The Avengers. Number 3, Identity Thief. Number 2 is 21 Jump Street. And number 1, who can guess what the number 1 rented movie at Redbox
okay,
is?
Okay, Redbox... You're there with your family or your low-rent girlfriend.
Yeah.
And you're going to rent something. Number one.
It's I volunteer as tribute.
Oh, my God. Hunger Games.
The Hunger Games.
Really?
Oh. Yes. Numero uno.
Mm.
At least it's a good movie. I like the
Who
Hunger
still
Games.
Rents from Redbox?
The worst movie on that list is Identity Thief.
That's no, Traffic.
Oscar, welcome to the state of Florida. Thank you. Thank you very much. There seems like a pretty easy way to make people like you. A lot easier than, you know, doing nice things for them or treating them well. According to a new study out of Hokkaido University in Japan, all you have to do to be more popular is nod more.
Really?
The researchers had their subjects watch videos of people. In some videos, the people were nodding, and in some, they weren't. In the same people who were nodding were rated 30% more likable when they were nodding a lot than when they weren't. They were also rated 40% more approachable.
Wow.
Thanks for being late, Pony. There you go. Yeah.
Some more breaking news about Matt Lauer.
Oh, lay it
on
us, brother.
An NBC insider said Lauer's alleged victim complained to HR this past Monday. I quote, "This happened so quickly she didn't go to the media. She made the complaint to NBC's human resources, and her evidence was so compelling that Matt was fired on Tuesday night."
Wow.
Wow.
That, I just can't wait to hear
sex?
More details.
Yeah, I think we all need to start nodding.
Yeah. Nod more.
Yeah,
nod more.
That's right.
Thank you.
Are you guilty, Mr. Lauer?
Yes. No. According to a new study, you should throw away your underwear every year or it becomes a health risk.
Oh.
Even though you're washing them after you wear them, hopefully, old underwear can still develop a buildup of bacteria like E. coli that can lead to you getting infections down there.
Oh.
And no one wants those infections.
No.
Of course, not everyone is washing them regularly. The study found 18% of men and 10.5% of women wear underwear multiple times without washing them. And one more thing, the researchers also say you probably shouldn't wear underwear when you sleep. Nude is better.
Thank you. Yeah, me too.
Gross.
I have to say that on the underwear front, I am a well taken care of person. I have never, in the last 20 years or so, ever put on a pair of underwear.
You usually throw them away after wearing them once, right?
Yeah, like Jerry Lewis. Just like Jerry Lewis's socks. That's right.
Yeah. No. You know who also did that?
Who?
And I don't know if he still does, but President Donald Trump.
Really?
Throws away his undies.
Never wears the same, like a, he only wears, well, he used to at least. I don't know what he does now, but he would only wear a new pair of socks every day.
Really?
Yeah. Boy, someday.
Yeah, someday. How about that? According to a new study, you should throw away your underwear every year. So that's the thing. So throw it away every year. That's
like when you change the battery in your smoke detector.
Yeah. I feel like this is like a big underwear story.
Did I cover that I read the same story twice? Anyway, a 50-year-old woman, now a little something-something, a 50-year-old woman named Tracy Stevens. She's from Alachua, Florida. She was driving drunk on Saturday and got into a crash in a TJ Maxx parking lot. There's TJ Maxx again. But she sped away without giving the other driver her information. Well, the cops, as they are often wont to do, they went out looking for her. Well, they found her without any trouble whatsoever. You know why?
Why?
She was peeing in the middle of the street.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, right there. Got out of her car, stopped the car. She's drunk, and she was peeing in the middle of the street. She was arrested on several charges, and from multiple witnesses, she is definitely guilty of being classy. Am I right, ladies? There we go. Thank you. Thank you, there we are. All right, we'll take a break. Pony, how you doing?
I'm great, Mike. Just great.
Wonderful. We'll take a break and come back with the Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
The first time I listened to 97.1 The Wave, I knew it wasn't like any other radio station. Great music all day, then from 7 to 9, The Mike O'Mara Show. I like that show. It truly is fine. The Mike O'Mara Show, every night, Monday through Friday at 7 p.m. on 97.1 The Wave. Your beach station.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Kids like books.
Yes.
But kids adore books that are all about them. That's why the books from Wonderbly are so amazing. Wonderbly has one-of-a-kind personalized products that you make in minutes. The book literally doesn't exist until you press the button. They're perfect gifts for Christmas, baby showers, birthdays, or just because you want to be that guy or that gal, that wonderful person that everybody's going to love because you gave the kid the great gift. Beautiful books, beautiful illustrations. They're truly a keepsake. I made these books myself. They're easy. They're fun. I've got the Willy Wonka book, which is called My Golden Ticket, that I made for Michael. I also made one, Lost My Name, for my son, yes, which spells out his name. And then somebody sent me one that spelled out Name Barry because they were just being fun.
Also but great.
Send me one if you want. I don't care. My Christmas Snowflake is for kids 2 to 8. It's a charmingly personalized holiday story that the whole family will adore and read every Christmas. I got him the Willy Wonka My Golden Ticket book. Now, that's for age 5 to 12. He's 4. What the heck? I cheated a little bit. That's a new personalized book fresh from Willy Wonka, and the entire book of Wonderbly, they're all great, and Lost My Name is for kids 0 to 8 years old. Go to WONDERBLY.com and enter your little one's name for a full preview of their story. Enter code TMOS at checkout and get 15% off your order. Visit Wonderbly.com and do it today. Let's open up the audio vault for today, Wednesday, November 29th. We have another Matt Lauer update.
Again, this is... it's not funny.
It's not.
But there's something that somebody needs to take the smartphone away from President Trump because he has tweeted about Matt Lauer now.
No.
Oh my
Listen
God.
To this. I quote, this is from President Trump's Twitter handle, is from page 6. He writes, "Wow, Matt Lauer was just fired from NBC for inappropriate sexual behavior in the workplace. But when will the top executives at NBC and Comcast be fired for putting out so much fake news? Check out Andy Lack's past."
Oh, my
like,
God.
What?
Okay, by the way, just a little side note, and we'll probably talk about it a little bit on political persuasions this week. There is speculation that the unhingedness is becoming more unhingy. Okay,
really?
So
and this
yeah,
is
you're
not-
getting... Yeah, this no. He's getting ramped up again.
Right?
And it's stream of consciousness and putting, you know, with the whole Pocahontas thing.
This would be an opportunity for the leader of the free world to say this reckoning against sexual misconduct or
right.
sexual harassment.
It won't change a thing with his base. Won't change anything with his base. That's it. That's
Man.
It. It's what we got. It's what we got. Don't be surprised. I'm not surprised at anything.
Hide his Twitter machine.
Thank you very much.
Please.
Yes, do you have some sounds
I
to
have
clean our
tiny
palate?
Little sounds that will serve as a sorbet here. Do you remember when they did the fake Eminem ad that if you dialed the number, you got the hotline for a disease?
Yes.
He announced when his album is being released. It's called Revival. And there is a drug ad that they put on yesterday, a fake drug ad.
It was like an Easter egg.
For people that suffer from atrox rhythmias. Made up disease. And here's the actual video that reveals the release date of Eminem's new CD.
Hello again. This is Trevor for Revival. You spent the last few weeks hearing about Revival and how you could treat moderate to severe atrox rhythmias. Well, today I have great news for all of you suffering from AR. You see, Revival isn't a medication at all. Revival is the name of the new album from Eminem. And it's coming out December 15th. On behalf of everyone who took part in the Revival campaign, thank you. Don't worry, you won't be seeing us again. If you happen to run into me out on the street, please don't ask me anything about the album. M told me he likes to keep people guessing. Just kidding, I've never met Eminem. Revival, December 15th. Use as directed.
It will help you fight your atrox arrhythmias. Good
Very
campaign.
Funny. It's fun.
And the thing about that campaign that was so cool is people had to discover it. The first time that viral thing broke was because of the phone number in the corner of a prescription pad in an ad. So they actually had to uncover it to make it happen. Now, Mike, here's a song that you will recognize, but I found out something about it I did not know. It's the guitar solo from Beat It, right?
Yep. And wonderful. Well, I thought it was Eddie Van Halen.
It is Eddie Van Halen.
Right.
And here's a story that I didn't know. When Quincy Jones called him to do it, he hung up on Quincy Jones because he thought it was a prank call.
When Quincy Jones called Eddie Van Halen?
Yes. He said, this is Quincy Jones. And Eddie said, right. Click.
You know, it's one of the great guitar solos of all time. It really is. One of the great electric guitar solos.
And a great melding of pop and funk and rock. But also, I did not know Eddie Van Halen did it for free. He did not charge Michael Jackson.
Wow.
I was thinking about, strangely enough, I was thinking about this. I was listening to a Christmas song with a sax solo. You probably know it off the top of your head, Rob, but what's a famous saxophone solo?
Could it be in the Bruce Springsteen
Maybe
Santa
Rocking
Claus?
Around the Christmas Tree. It has that in it,
yeah.
You know? But I was thinking about solos, and these studio musicians, some of these guys, you take for granted these amazing, iconic melodies that are within melodies these solos. And that's one. That's a great example of that. And it's not easy to do. And it's very, very special. It's as special sometimes as the song itself.
I agree. It really when Bobby Keys died and he recorded with the Rolling Stones and toured with the Rolling Stones. And I saw him in concert with the Stones several times. All the sax solos in songs like Brown Sugar that are integral to the song.
Absolutely.
I mean, you just need
essential to
have it. So yeah. Here's to the Sidemen. Cool. This is going around the local morning shows when you don't get fired from hosting a morning TV show and you're still an anchor. Jim Donovan is in Philadelphia with Rachel Solomon, and they do this thing called the Hot Chip Challenge. Remember we had the girl that threw up a couple weeks ago?
Mm-hmm.
This guy totally misplays it because he plays sort of the macho card because he's going to eat the hot chip and be tougher than Rachel Solomon. But what he doesn't know is she has an advantage.
Oh, Bob.
You all right there, buddy? Mm-hmm. You okay?
Mm-hmm.
You need some water?
You're not going to win. Do you want to
wipe? Finger licking good. Yeah, that was great.
She's not even fazed.
Jim, there's no shame.
Mm-hmm.
Turn around.
Mm. It's tasty. Oh, God. I swallowed the rest of it.
There is milk there. Can we get a close-up on his eyes?
Oh, my God.
I should also say
she's
to be fair, Jim.
Did she eat this? Oh my God,
yes.
You did.
I'm Ethiopian. My family is African. So I've been eating hot sauce since I was a baby. Oh, but
it's affecting you.
Well, I'm fine. It's spicy. It's hot. You're literally sweating, Jim.
Will you stop talking?
Okay. Can we get a medic in here for Jim? Jim?
Uh-huh.
Are we okay, buddy?
Uh-huh. My lips are on fire.
My lips are on fire.
I'm a European American. Oh, my lips are on fire. Help me. I'm little pinky.
I'm very sensitive. And let us close with this, Mike. As you always share with us, Justin Bieber news.
Yes.
I always like to share with you Trace Atkins audio.
Yeah, take me out to the ball game.
He's got a new song called Watered Down, and he uses a phrase in here that I really enjoy. We close with Trace Atkins.
Watered Down is just, it's just facing the fact and just saying, hey, this is the place that I am now in my life. You know, I'm a little starting to mellow out. You know, you get to a certain point where you have to, you got to grow up and stop eating boogers at some point. So it's just metaphorical, but everything's just a little watered down now. You know, I just had a total knee replacement 3 weeks ago, and you know, things are starting to come apart a little bit. So,
so stop eating boogers. That's metaphorical, or is it?
That's awesome.
That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Wednesday, everybody.
That's it, people. Thanks for joining us for another episode of TMOS. Don't forget to update our brand new app today. Unlocked it live. 24/7 TMOS. Stream all messages for our weekly mailbag. Can be sent to Rob with two B's at MikeOMaraShow.com. And tomorrow we will be doing our Wide Open Thursday, since the Matt Lauer story kind of took care of Wide
the
Open Wednesday.
The helpline will be open tomorrow.
It will.
Tomorrow our helpline will be open at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673 for Wide Open Thursday. We will start that at 9 a.m. for you. Is that our start time for tomorrow? Just want to make sure.
9 a.m.
Yeah, 9-ish.
9 a.m. tomorrow.
Yes.
Thanks. Okay. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.